Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So this is Monday, the 20th of January, 2025. My goodness, the year's going fast already. Today, I want to talk about onboarding fees. Now, this actually follows on from something we were talking about last week, where I was suggesting that new clients, by standard, should be joining your MSP on a 3-year contract. But should you charge them an onboarding fee? Something very interesting is happening to us right now. So we have been with a CRM called Keap, K-E-A-P, which used to be called Infusionsoft. And we've been with them, well, since I started the business back in 2016. And I actually used them in my previous business as well. So I've been a Keap user for something silly like 15, 16 years. And we're actually migrating right now to HubSpot because Keap was sold the back end of last year. It was sold for something like $80 million, which sounds loads when you consider they've had hundreds of millions of dollars of venture capitalist funding over the years. That's a fire sale, if you ask me. Just my personal opinion. So I don't believe that the platform has an independent future. So I've decided we're going to switch to HubSpot because everything we do in our business, all the marketing, all the automation in our portal, everything, even when you go and log in, you log into our portal, which is a WordPress site, it goes to Keap and it says, is this person valid to log in and what content can they see? So we're going to shift all of that over to HubSpot. Now, the price difference between Keap and HubSpot is like the price difference between a piece of fish and a bowl of caviar. You know, HubSpot is a premium product, but it's an independent company. It's on the stock market. The feature set is amazing. There's so many things we're going to be able to do that we couldn't do before. And we'll actually be able to cancel sort of 3 or 4 other services and bring them all into HubSpot and have everything working together. So it's the right decision to make, even though there's pain, financial pain and project pain. But what's interesting and what nearly stopped me moving to HubSpot was they wanted a massive onboarding fee. And I can't remember how much it was now. I think it was like £8,000, which is the equivalent of around about $10,000-$11,000. So we'd agreed a price, I think it's about £1,600 a year, about $2,000 a year. And then on top of that, they have this onboarding fee. And we negotiated this onboarding fee down to a couple of £1,000, which is much more palatable. Now, what's interesting is I understand the psychology of them charging an onboarding fee. Because I've had to sign a 12-month contract to HubSpot, but the difference between me signing a contract and me signing a contract and paying an onboarding fee on top, not only is there more profit in it for them, but I'm dramatically more likely to be a good client. Because I bet everyone has people who sign up and they just don't get engaged with it. They put it off and suddenly it's 2-3 months later and they don't want to do it, or they want to renegotiate their contract or whatsoever. Maybe you don't have this issue because you're obviously physically taking over someone's service from another MSP. But I can see why HubSpot would have brought something like that on board. And that whatever we've paid for onboarding fee, we're now very motivated as a business to get going with that. In fact, we've got our first onboarding call this week. So the question is, should you charge an onboarding fee? Should you do that routinely? And in fact, linking this to what we were talking about last week, I was saying last week, get them on a 3-year contract by standard, if you can and if you want to. What if you had an onboarding fee, and it was just a couple of thousand that you charged to every new client, but you would waive that fee if they committed to a 3-year contract? Can you see my thinking on that? So you get that couple of £1,000 or dollars, whatever, as an onboarding fee for every new client, and it's just a little profit bump for you. Or if they make the commitment, the 3-year commitment, then you will waive that fee. Because obviously the benefit for you is, essentially, once you've had them for 3 years, you're going to have them forever, right? Unless something majorly goes wrong. So, don't know, be interested to get your feedback on that. Go into the members only Facebook group and let me know what you think of that concept. So just a reminder that we have our drop-in marketing clinics, something we launched about a month ago, just before Christmas. You remember Christmas, don't you? It seems so many weeks ago. And the next one this week is going to be tomorrow. So on Tuesday, 21st of January, you can see all the dates for the next couple of months and what the Zoom is, what the Zoom link is, and also what time it is in your time zone. If you just go into the portal, you can either go into the navigation under support, you've got drop-in marketing clinic, or just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. And that's me on a Zoom for 30 minutes. You can just drop in and ask me any question about your MSP. So I hope you have a great week. Have a very profitable week in your MSP, and I'll see you next Monday.